Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, it's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Steve Cochran Show for Monday morning. Andre Darlis, Dave Ennett, and the Bears lost to the Vikings 38-17. And if there were any doubt left, the Bears officially, mathematically eliminated from playoff contention. Our WGN Radio...
What? That's my official comment.
Our WGN Radio Bears insider Adam Hogue was at TCF Bank Stadium in Minneapolis yesterday to watch this one. What happened Thanksgiving night? Everybody's so excited. They go up to Lambeau, knock off the Packers, and Bears fans are thinking, okay, this is a team, they're gonna make a run here. They're going to make the playoffs. And now, all of a sudden, it's feeling like 2014 again.
Yeah, Dave, it's weird. I'm very surprised at the last 3 weeks. I thought that, for the most part, this season had gone pretty much as planned, a struggle at the start of the year with those first three games, which we kind of knew. We've talked all season long about how this team certainly isn't the most talented team, but you know, I also thought that this was a team that was going to get better throughout the season and be in the mix in the second half and ultimately fall short. I gave this team a 7-9 record before the year. I guess technically they can still get that if they win their last two games, but they're not getting better, and John Fox even admitted as much after the game yesterday, saying we haven't improved in the last 3 weeks, and I think you can go even farther and say that they've gotten worse. So I'm very surprised at their play the last 3 weeks. This wasn't a game that they should have won, but you certainly didn't think that they were going to get blown out, and that's just not something that they've done this season.
You talked to Pernell McPhee after the game, and I thought his comments were interesting, and you can read Adam's piece at WGNradio.com, but he's talking about a lack of effort. As I'm watching the game, I'm not thinking effort as much as just poor execution, lack of execution, mistakes, penalties, giving up sacks, turnovers. But it didn't feel to me like guys weren't playing hard out there. But then you hear a guy who's a team leader say that, and you have to think, well, maybe he's onto something.
Yeah, I don't think that it's – I tend to agree with you in that I don't think it was a glaring effort issue specifically in the game. I think what Pernell really got into when he started to really explain himself was even going back to practice. Just maybe not effort, but just the amount of investment to kind of fine-tune your craft defensively. What he really specifically talked about was tackling, which anyone who watched the game and watched last week's game, that's been a huge issue the last 3 weeks, is the tackling on defense has totally eroded. It wasn't really an issue early on in the season. It's gotten to be a pretty big problem the last few weeks. And he thinks that it's not being emphasized as much in practice. And that's something he said. Now, that's a tricky thing to talk about because you're not allowed to tackle in practice. Once the regular season starts, you can't go live. You can't really simulate live action like you can in training camp. But what he talked about was mentally going through the reps. You still do what they call thud and hit a guy lightly and wrap him up and sort of in your mind take him all the way to the ground even though you're not actually physically doing that. And so apparently in Pernell McPhee's mind, that has become an issue in practice the last few weeks. It showed up in the game, and you're talking about a leader, a team captain, and if he's going to say something like that, I'm going to listen and I'm going to take it pretty seriously.
Adam, Kyle Long, again, really didn't have a great game at right tackle. He's struggled most of the season. Is there any indication from the coaches or the team that, you know, they may move him back to right guard?
It's not something that they've talked about yet. Until the season is over, they're going to continue to support him. And Jay Cutler did after the game, even though if you watch the game, you know he clearly wasn't happy that he got hit and fumbled again because his right tackle couldn't hold the block. You know, I don't think that this game was as disastrous as last week's game for Kyle Long. There were some plays where he had a couple pancakes and looked okay. But I do think it's a fair point to bring up, Kev. I think it's an interesting off-season storyline. Really, not just Kyle Long, but the entire offensive line. How do they choose to fix the thing, because it's just like the tackling on defense, the offensive line has become a big issue here the last few weeks. And they're going to have to add a tackle, or they're going to have to add a guard, and maybe they just add the best player available either through free agency or the draft, and then that ultimately determines what they do with Kyle Long. But I brought this up last week with you guys. They had a Pro Bowl right guard. They don't have a Pro Bowl right tackle now. So by making this move, and they waited until the last minute before the season started, so that kind of tells you they weren't really sold on the idea in the first place. Remember that. I mean, it wasn't until the week one against the Packers when they decided to make that move. They have kind of weakened two positions here. So it's something that they need to really evaluate in the offseason and decide, is this guy a guard or is he a tackle? Because he was a Pro Bowler, and you need to make sure he's a Pro Bowler, whether that's a tackle or guard.
You know what's really frustrating here is the Green Bay Packers have reigned atop the NFC North for a while. And now the Bears not only have to look up at the Packers, but they have to look up at the Vikings as well. And they're about to get a new stadium. And I saw the pictures on Twitter. Adam, you had the hard hat on, and you got a tour of the new U.S. Bank Stadium yesterday. How's it look?
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. Cool opportunity that the Vikings gave some of the Bears writers yesterday morning to take a tour of the new stadium. It's enormous. It sits on the same site as the Metrodome did, but it's basically...
I'm glad they got rid of that place.
Yeah, yeah. And the way they talk about the Metrodome up here, including the builders of the new stadium, it's pretty funny. Everyone's very happy that thing is gone. And it's, you know, if you looked at the Metrodome just within the skyline in Minneapolis, it looked like a big building. It really wasn't, though. They crammed a lot of what looked big into a small space. And this is it's hard to explain without going into so much detail, but this stadium is three times bigger. It's still going to have a roof. It's not going to be retractable. But they've really built it in a way that's pretty cool with a roof that's going to let natural light in. It's going to really reshape the entire downtown area here in Minneapolis with a park next to it and buildings that are going up. If you had ever been to the Metrodome before, you know that it was basically just empty parking lots around the stadium. And this is really going to kind of reshape the downtown area, much like Target Field did on the other side of downtown Minneapolis. So, look, they're hosting the Super Bowl here in a few years at this new stadium, and I think when it's all said and done, Minneapolis is going to turn out to be a pretty cool site for the Super Bowl, even though it's going to be cold.
Adam, my official comment on the game. We're just going to do it in sound effects all day.
Speaking for hundreds and thousands of Bears fans.
Bears fans everywhere.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Adam. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. That's the great Adam Hoge. Check out his blog on WGNRadio.com.